वसुदेवसुतं देवं
कंसचाणूरमर्दनम्
देवकी परमानन्दम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे कुलारविन्दायतपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया
भारततैलपूर्णा
प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमय प्रदीपः नमो नमः. गुड् आफ्टर्नून्, गुड् मार्निङ्ग् फ्रम् वेर् एवर् यु आर् जाय्निङ्ग्. वि हेव् स्टार्टेड् आन् द 16th चाप्टर् आफ् भगवद्गीता. इट् ईस् आल्सो काल्ड् एस् दैव असुर सम्पत् विभाग, द क्लासिफिकेशन् आफ् डिवैन् एण्ड् डेमोनिक् वेल्त्. वाट् आर् डिवैन् वेल्त्, वाट् आर् डेमोनिक् वेल्त्, दिस् इस् द classification. This chapter deals with that one. And to begin with, we have been covering many stories from Mahabharat. One such story, generally people ask, if God is there, why this problem in the world? Can't he give everyone equal, like parents distributing the property amongst their children equally? Why can't God give everything equally to everyone? Why this unevenness in the world? Where is why there is an inequality in this world? That is a general question everyone asks. We get to hear that question quite often. And for that, Sri Krishna himself replies in Bhagavad Gita in the 9th chapter, समूहं सर्वभूतेषु न मे द्वेषोऽस्ति न प्रियः. ऐ एम् ईक्वल् टु एव्रि वन् एण्ड् नो वन् इस् डियर्, नो वन् इस् नाट् डियर् टु मी. ऐ एम् ईक्वल् टु एव्रि वन्. यो भजन्ति तु मां भक्त्या मयि ते तेषु चाप्यहम्. वन् हू सीक्स् ऐ गिव् I give according to what people are seeking. I am equal to everyone. I am not partial. To give an illustrate, whatever Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, it has a reference in Mahabharata. After 13 years of exile, when Pandavas completed their Ajnatavasa, Duryodhana, he did not agree. He said they did not complete and he refused to part the kingdom. So Pandavas, they met in Drupada's court. What should be the next action? Everyone, they started giving an opinion, and people said, we have rightfully completed, we should wage a war and claim our right. Duryodhana, why? He is not a straightforward person, he won't yield, we should fight. At that time, Balarama, Sri Krishna's elder brother, he said, wait. It is, after all, the problem has had happened because of Yudhishthira. Why did he gamble first? To begin with, why did he gamble? It is his problem. He went for gambling. It is Duryodhana's Yudhishthira's problem. Let us go to Duryodhana and request him. Please forget about whatever happened in the past. Please give us. We'll request him. And he is likely to listen to us. He will give. So immediately Satyaki, commander in chief in Yadavas, he jumped up and he was ardent devotee of Shri Krishna as well as Arjuna, jumped up and said, no point in pleading. We are seeking for the right. When Dhritarashtra knew, Yudhishthira did not know gambling, why did he invite him? First of all, he knew Yudhishthira doesn't know gambling. Despite, why did he invite? So, and why after inviting also, in the last minute, he changed the rule of the game. He sent an invitation saying that, I want to see my children play gambling, I want to enjoy. In the last minute, he changed the rule. Duryodhana won't play, instead Shakuni will play. Why did he change the rule of the game? So, it is not the problem with Yudhishthira. It is, we are not pleading, we are hearing that one. Shri Krishna concurred with Satyaki, saying that what Satyaki said was right. So, Pandavas decided to send a messenger, a priest from Drupada's court, with a message, please hand over to Dhritarashtra. They sent a message, please return the kingdom, rightfully belongs to Pandavas, otherwise face the wrath from Bhima, Arjuna, backed by Shri Krishna. Prepare to face the consequence. Yudhishthira got very scared, and instead of responding immediately, he said, I will think over it and I will send a message. And I will send a message. That priest came back and reported, and the Pandavas knew, I won't respond now. He's not obliging. He will send a message means likely he won't agree. Let us prepare for a war. So, let us prepare. At that time, Shri Krishna had gone to Dwaraka. Let us send a messenger from our side. Asked Arjuna to go and request Shri Krishna to side with us. War is imminent. Duryodhana heard that Arjuna has gone to Dwaraka to seek the support from Shri Krishna. He heard the messenger. He was a shrewd king. He had eyes everywhere. And though Arjuna started earlier, Duryodhana managed to reach Dwaraka ahead of Arjuna. And when he went there, Shri Krishna pretended that he was asleep. Duryodhana went next to him. He saw Shri Krishna was reclining. He thought to himself, I am Raja. I am a great king. Why I should bow down or sit? There was a seat next to his feet also, one next to the head. I am Raja. Why I should sit near his feet? I would rather sit near his head. And Raja, his assumption, Duryodhana never had won any battle. In all battles, he had lost. In Mahabharata, so he sat next to his head. Arjuna came later. Arjuna and Duryodhana thought Krishna is asleep. Arjuna came and he saw Shri Krishna was reclining. He never thought Shri Krishna was asleep. He stood by his feet with folded hands. The devotee never thinks Lord goes to sleep. Arjuna had a right understanding. He never thought God was asleep. Duryodhana thought Shri Krishna was asleep and he would rather sit by. Arjuna with humility stood near the feet. Krishna in Karna also, when Parashurama was reclining on his feet, insect was biting, he thought his Parashurama was asleep, I should not disturb. He had a misunderstanding, even the wrong understanding, because of that one, he thought God was asleep. the god never sleeps, that wrong understanding itself resulted in Shri Krishna, Parashurama cursing Karna, whatever you learnt, may you lose it. Because your understanding itself is, concept itself is wrong. So when Shri Krishna woke up, Shri Krishna cited Arjuna first, and you are here, Arjuna. Duryodhana said, no, I came first. Shri Krishna says, Arjuna Purva Drishta, Duryodhana Purva Agata. You have come early, but have seen him first. What is the purpose of you coming here? What can I do? Arjuna said, war is impending. We need your support. Both of them, Duryodhana also said the same. Shri Krishna said, I will give what you want. I have two. One, I will come with you. One option is, I will, without any weapon, I will be alone. I will come alone, or I will bring all Vrishnis, all Yadava army, where the millions of army people, which one you prefer? Arjuna, you being younger to Duryodhana, I will give you the first choice. Arjuna said, I want only you. I want only you, nothing else. Then immediately Duryodhana thought Arjuna might change his mind. Yes, I want your army. I want your army, he reinforced. Before he thought Arjuna would change his mind, then Duryodhana thought, this Arjuna is immature. Shri Krishna gave whatever Arjuna wanted, whatever Duryodhana wanted. He says, I am sama, I am equal. Duryodhana wanted that one, I gave. Arjuna, Shri Krishna says, I will do a justice. I will give whatever you ask for. It's me or what belongs to me. We are all seeking, go to a place of worship. We want that one, we want that one. We hardly ask, Lord, I want you alone. We always ask, give me, help me to pay off my mortgage, help me to get my children into medical school or engineering or good job and good husband, good wife, good property, my grandchildren, my job secure, bonus, promotion, transfer. We always ask from the God, we hardly ask, I want you. I want you, Shri Krishna says, I am equal. I dispense according to the people what we want, what they want. So it answers our question, why can't he make everything equal? Because everyone aspires differently. I give according to the application. If you want something, accordingly I will dispense. Shri Krishna says, I am sama. I am sama, I am not partial. I'm not partial. So even when Arjuna went back, Shri Krishna accompanied Arjuna and he stayed with Pandavas till Yudhishthira was crowned. All Pandavas are in unison with Arjuna, and they were the commending Arjuna. What a brave decision. We totally agree. You have taken a right decision. And Shri Krishna also chided Arjuna. How silly, you did not get the question. Only I will come, but you chose only me instead of all my army. Arjuna said, Shri Krishna, don't talk. I know who you are. I just want you. I don't further elaborate. I know who you are. I know your greatness. Just sit besides us. Nothing else we don't want. That message, this is the quality. It's the divine wealth. Sri Krishna talks about, these are the divine people, they talk about this one. They seek only the God, but we generally seek for, we succumb to temptation easily, we go for cheap expectation. From we go to a temple and a priest will ask, what is the sankalpa? Sankalpa, first thing he will say, and putra, pautra, arogya, aishwarya, vriddhirastu. May you have abundance of children, wealth, property, arogya, everything. That is the sankalpa. We only go to the temple with the application, with the application. Application, Sri Krishna says, you get what you ask for. So, be mindful of what you ask. Tomorrow's class also, I will talk about what we ask. We may end up in regret. So, we can't blame God. We can't blame the God. We got according to our application. So, Sri Krishna, message of this one, Sri Krishna is Sama. He is not discriminating. And we seek according to the temperament, our temperament. In the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about 26 divine wealth. The divine beings are talking, seeking that one. He talks about Ma Shuchaha Sampad Devi Abhijatosi Pandava. He tells Arjuna, don't cry. Shucha. Shucha means don't cry. You have a divine wealth. He is talking to all serious seekers of Bhagavad Gita not to cry. You are seeking the divine wealth. What is that one? The 16, what are those? Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi. Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi. Dhanam Damascha Yajnascha. Swadhyaya Tapa Arjavam. Abhaya means it's a sign of divine wealth. Always scared in our lives. Always scared. It is the sign of no belief in God. One who is seeking the God, that person becomes fearless. Abhaya. Bhayakrit Bhayanashanaha. Vishnu Sahasranama talks about he creates a terror in the demonic people, and he creates, he destroys the bhaya in the divine people. Bhayakrit Bhayanashanaha. Abhayam, be fearless, complete trust. Today somebody was talking about one person was thinking that for his retirement he needs 8 investment properties to have a meaningful retirement. Meaningful retirement, 8 properties. Still, that person won't be happy. He would have been thinking maybe a 9th one. I am so scared. Who will look after maybe the 10th property? One who has a divine protection, Kim Alabhya Prasanne Srinikethane. That experience in Kumbh Mela, the saints across, sadhus across, the hardly they have anything. Sadhus in some deras, they are sitting buried themselves up to here, fire in front, meditating. They hardly have anything to claim themselves, but so much of glow in their face, luster in the face, fearless. They have full confidence in God. Full confidence they hardly have, but for us, 8th property, 9th property, 10th property, still insecure. the amount of the fearless comes is proportional to trust in divine. Not that you have nothing, try to have santosha, that is a virtue we have to seek. The santosha is mark of a divine person. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi, calm mind. More you go after the material possession, mind is unstable, mind is restless. Sattva samshuddhi, seek Duryodhana, always restless, whereas Pandavas are always had full trust in Sri Krishna, always in calmness. He will look after. Kunti had full trust in Sri Krishna. When Sri Krishna asked what she wanted, she said, "I want your name always in my lips. And give me more and more problem. Only when I have problem, I can think. When I have everything," and we generally say, "How are you?" "We are going good." Going good, generally we say going good. What does it mean? I'm cruising in my life. Always I have abundance, party, I'm going good, and a lot of money. Going good is another name for I'm complacent. I have no urge to go further in my life. Going good, that is what I have no urge to be creative. I am comfortable. In the seeker, they say, "Please don't give me any comfort in my life. Always put me on the edge. When I am on the edge, always I am creative. Creativity comes. I want to learn. If I am the edge, I want to learn. I want to be creative. If I am going good means we can get up at 8 o'clock, sit in front of the television, go for that match, go for this match, socializing, we call it is going good. For a seeker going, always says like Kunti, please always keep me on the edge. When I am on the edge, mind becomes very sharp, attentive, creative, wanting to know, wanting to learn comes. That is the seeker never says, "I want to be good, comfortable." Always, "I don't want to be comfortable." Even Ratan Tata, though multimillionaire, billionaire, he always said to his employees also, never say you want to be uncomfortable. You should not be, comfort means complacent. Your creativity finishes, the best in you never comes out. He was telling his employees, never say you are comfortable. Always seek, go ahead. Even he himself was always, never sought after comfort. He was always on the edge. "I want to learn, I want to make things better." That is the mark, sattva samshuddhi, calm mind. Jnana yoga vyavasthitihi, seek the knowledge. With knowledge alone, your actions becomes brilliant. Mechanical, otherwise without knowledge, your action becomes ordinary, monotonous, boredom comes. When the action becomes monotonous, there are so many mistakes happen. Mistakes happen, boredom. That's why in traffic calls, police, they say, if you are driving for long distance, please pause for 10 minutes. Take a break after 1 hour, 2 hours. Otherwise, monotonous journey on the road, you may fall asleep. Your mind becomes dull. You desensitize the mind. So, jnana yoga, be creative. Be creative, you are so alert. The amount of joy you get in learning, nothing can match that one. Every day is a new learning. It is not learning only for apratim age. Even at the age of 80, have a longing to learn. Never say you have learnt. You have learnt in India. I asked one person to join Bhagavad Gita class. She said, I have done my Bhagavad Gita class. Bhagavad Gita, Gita part is over. That part is over. That means I got a certificate. I have learnt. Not to say you are finished. I want to learn more. Jnana Yoga Vivastitihi. Dhanam Damascha Yajnascha. What you acquire, share it with others. Keep on sharing. The more you share, wealthier you become, knowledgeable you become. The Jnana Yoga, that teacher's training, people like Julie have joined also. Why you have joined? Not to get the certificate and sit on it. I want you to share it with the community. Why share? More you share, knowledge comes out. You become wiser. More you share, wiser you become. What you learnt as a student, you will learn more as you start sharing. When you are sharing with others, your mind is so alert, single-pointed. More, as you are delivering, mind becomes single-pointed, very creative. Never you would have thought that it comes out. Never say, I'm so busy, I can't teach. The teaching is, it makes your learning, hastens your learning. Dhanam dhamascha yajnascha, have control over your senses. Yajnascha, yajna means whatever you do in your life, think that it is a worship. Whether you are cooking, looking after your children, or working, driving, whatever you do, you think it is an yajna. You think it is an yajna. And while India, while I was walking for Kumbh Mela, maybe 10 kilometers, every breath it was synchronizing with the divine name. I was congratulating myself. What an opportunity. My every step is worth. Every step, it is not a wasted step. It's an opportunity to think about the Lord. Never complain, so crowded, so I have to walk. It's an opportunity to think. So walking also is an yajna. Walking also is an yajna. Those who have come here, Ganga Jal from Prayagraj also is there. I will give you, it's Ganga. It's purifying. I will talk about that one tomorrow. Yajnascha Swadhyaya Tapa Arjavam. Swadhyaya, always introspect. Introspect, not to be a chatterbox. Silence, introspect. Tapa, endure the hardship. Today in Melbourne, it's 37 degrees. Next 3-4 days, hot weather. Think that it is a tapas. Tapas, yes, things are out of your control. Not to keep on complaining. Weather is awful weather, bad weather. When things are out of control, try to endure. Learn from the trees. Trees, here, they endure the hot weather in summer and harsh winter, cold in the heart winter, and result, spring is full of flowers. When you endure the extremity, the best in you, the sweetness comes. The trees are also going through the hardship, but outcome, it's a beautiful outcome, beautiful flowers, beautiful fruits. Tapa arjavam, straightforward in thinking, acting, and action, talking. Ahimsa satyam akrodha.
Ahimsa satyam akrodha.
Tyaga shantira paishunam.
Tyaga shantira paishunam.
Daya bhuteshu aloluptvam.
Daya bhuteshu aloluptvam.
Mardavam rira chapalam. And also those who have come, another special from Triveni Sangam, this the soil, the from the Triveni Sangam, those who have come, taken interest in coming, they will get that one. Ahimsa. Ahimsa means your life must not be a burden for others. Live such a way that you are not a trouble to others. And the yoga also is an act of ahimsa. You are making sure that as you are getting older, you are not becoming a problem for your children, not your husband or wife or community. Try to be independent as long as you can. That is also ahimsa. I am not a burden to anyone. Aspiration I want to live long and without being a cause of problem for anyone. I want to look after myself. Looking after yourself, it's a sign of ahimsa. Yes, I want to look after myself so that my children, I should not be a burden to my children. My children or husband, wife, my siblings, I should be independent. That is ahimsa. That is why yoga is an act of ahimsa. Ahimsa paramo dharmaha. Satyamakrodha, know the truth. Know the truth. And tomorrow again I will talk about the satya. We understand things according to the color of our mind. I may be talking this one, whatever I talk, you understand according to your color in the mind. Patanjali talks about the color of the glass you wear, accordingly you see whatever I talk. So he talks about tomorrow also, I will talk about purify, comprehend the reality. Satyam akrodha tyaga shantir apayishunam. Your life is an act of sacrifice. Sacrifice your life for the wellness of the whole world. Not to leave, squander your life for living for yourself. Shanti apayishunam. Apayishunam, while I was in India, I had a request from Bijapur. Bijapur, Siddheshwar Swamiji, it's a disciples, very well-known Swamiji, highly regarded Swamiji. He had passed away a couple of years back. They requested me to come and deliver a session. I could not go, but the talk about Siddheshwar Swamiji, highly illumined Swamiji, and he had only one pair of shirt and dhoti he would wear till it wears off, and he had no pocket in the shirt also. Pocket in the shirt. So simple, and not that I have to project myself what I have. Simplicity is a mark of great people. We, ordinary people, we don't have something to show, so we want to project ourselves through that the expensive. We beg, borrow, or steal and just show off. That is our way. The great people, they live the very simple life. Akrodha, no anger. Tyaga, shanti. Shanti is peace of mind. Apayishunam, no backbiting. Daya bhuteshu alo luptvam, always compassionate to all living beings. We say we are so compassionate, but we only eat meat. But we are compassionate only for humans, but what about animals? Animals also are, they also have family. They also have children. Have you considered their feelings? You have to be compassionate for their feeling also. Compassionate. Daya bhuteshu alo luptvam. Luptva means keep on holding, grabbing. Corruption. corruption, I want to keep on accumulating as much as I can. Aloluptvam means selfish. I want everything for me. Mardavam means a very smooth personality, polite personality, gentle personality. Hri is a modesty, very modest. Achapalam, it's a control over the tongue. Control over the tongue, control over the senses. Achapalam, tejakshama dhriti shaucha. Adroho na atimanita. Bhavanti sampadam devi. Abhijatasya bharata. The sattvic divine wealth. What is the divine wealth? Never a slothful person, never a lazy person. That person is highly dynamic. Highly dynamic. Teja. Not procrastinating person, sattvic to the purity, very dynamic person, glowy person, the source of inspiration for others. Kshama, very compassionate. Dhriti means endurance. Enduring the challenges, enduring the insults, able to endure the challenges, insults, dhriti. Shaucha, purity. Adroho na atimanita. Adroha means those who trusted never takes their trust for granted. If somebody has put a trust, make sure that they are not disappointed. Na atimanita, not a the egoistic person. Bhavanti sampadam devi abhijatasya bharata. These 26 qualities are born along with the devi sampad. These are the divine wealth bharata. Bha means light. Bha means seekers of knowledge. Bha means one who is treading the path of light. Bharata, one who revels in the light. These qualities come to them naturally. Bharata, bhavanti sampadam devi, abhijatasya bharata. Dhambodarpo abhimanascha.
Dhambodarpo abhimanascha.
Krodha parushyamevacha.
Krodha parushyamevacha.
Ajnanam cha abhijatasya.
Ajnanam cha abhijatasya.
Partha sampada asurim. Dhamba. Dhamba means only over projecting what we do not have. It is the overstating what we do not have. Dhamba, darpa, along with that one, overstating, and darpa comes with arrogance. Nobody can question me. So arrogant. Darpa, terrorizing others. With my wealth, with my political connection, I terrorize the lives of others. Abhimanascha, so proud of one's own accomplishment, keep on telling, you know who I am, you know who I am. Abhimanascha, boasting, every small things, making it big in front of everyone. Krodha, susceptible to anger. Parushya means very rough person. These five qualities, how they have come. Ajnanam cha abhijatasya. These five are the children of ignorance. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya, asatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityorma amritangamaya. Why this mantra? We are saying that may we move away from ignorance. Otherwise, this ignorance will lead to five children. The product of this my ignorance will lead to this asuric sampat. they will lead to my own fall. So that mantra also says, may my ignorance goes. We say in English, ignorance is bliss. It is not a bliss. Ignorance is source of our downfall. Downfall, it's abhijatasya. They are born out of ignorance. Sri Krishna consoles Arjuna here. Daivi sampad vimokshaya. Nibandaya. Asuri mata. Mashucha. Sampadam Devi. Abhijato si Pandava. Why you have to acquire divine wealth? Why not demonic wealth? What happens if you acquire demonic wealth? Sri Krishna beautifully explains that one. That is our experience also. That is our personal experience also. If you reflect on your own situation. Repeat again. Devi sampad vimokshaya. Nibandaya asuri mata. Mashucha sampadam Devi. Abhijato si Pandava. Devi sampad vimokshaya. The divine wealth liberates you. Initially it is hard, but you feel so free. So free, so much of joy. You feel the freedom in your life. Divine wealth, itself is a protection around you. You feel light in your life. And on the other token, the demonic wealth, you acquire the demonic wealth, makes you helpless. Always feel obliged. I'm obliged to that person. I'm obliged to that person. I had to dance to the tunes of ordinary people. Everyone, I have acquired so much of wealth, whether you like it or not, you have to dance to the tune of others, makes you helpless. Helpless, and you are at the, others will start dictating terms in your life. Whether you like it or not, you feel helpless. Helpless, even your children start dictating terms. How that your old age, they dictate, you stand up, you sit, and one person was saying he was attending lectures every day. He was coming to my talks. One day he asked his son, can you drop me? He was an elderly person. Can you take me? His son said, nothing will happen. Sky won't fall if you don't go. You stay at home. So, even old age, we are so dependent. You don't know that earlier you brought up your children, you took them everywhere. When you are old, you have to hear. You don't know whom to complain. You will be sulking and crying and blaming yourself. The son said, nothing, sky won't fall if you don't attend. You sit at home. So, we have to hear that one, said, Asuri Sampad Nibandha. It will make you helpless, bind you, that is what Matha, that is the everyone's experience. Mashucha, Shri Krishna Arjuna consoles all his devotees. All keen students of Bhagavad Gita, Mashucha, don't cry. Not to grieve. Mashucha, Sampadam, you have divine wealth. Because you have developed interest in me. Not to cry, you have interest in me. Mashucha, don't cry, don't sulk. Mashucha, Devi, those divine wealths have born in you. Don't cry, you are not in that category. You are not in the category of the majority. You are in the category of minority who are seeking the divine wealth. Shri Krishna reinforces why you have to learn these ones. It's everyone wants freedom in their life. How to get freedom? In the first class and second class, I requested everyone put these categories, 26 qualities, write down and mark yourself 1 to 10. Where you are, ahimsa, satya, akrodha, put yourself, mark yourself. You need not try to discuss with others over the months of practice. See how your scale is moving up. It is a good measure for us, our own measure, how we are progressing in our sadhana. Nobody has to tell us whether we are making progress or not. Earlier, I used to get angry very quickly. Now, through the sadhana, listening, practice of yoga, I am not getting agitated quickly. So, your scale is moving up. Make a scale for yourself and a gauge yourself. And as you are moving up in the scale, so it is a sign that you are approaching, becoming closer and closer to Shri Krishna. Dvo Bhuta, Sargo, Loka, Asmin, Daiva, Asura, Evacha, Daivo, Vistarasha, Prokta, Asuram, Parthameshrunu, Dvo Bhuta Sargo Lokesmin, Daiva Asura Evacha, Daivo Vistarasha Prokta, Asuram Parthameshrunu. Relating to the story I mentioned, Shri Krishna says, Daiva and Asura Shakti always are there. There is no time these two competing forces not there. Right from the Sarge, right from the beginning, Sarge, right from the creation, these the negative forces and positive forces always there. When did it start? When the negative mind started, Shri Krishna says, though these two, Bhuta Sarge, these type of people, demonic and divine people, always are there, Loke Asmin, Daiva Asura Evacha. Daivi people, divine seekers of divinity, seekers of the bondage, always there, demonic people always there. Devo Vistarasha Prokta, I have thus far up to 16th chapter in part, I have explained you in detail about Devi quality. Now, here about Asura quality. Asura means divine. Asura means not divine. Even humans are also called as Asura because we are not Sura. Means no, not Sura. The human quality and demonic quality you hear. So, in any case study, we need to hear about pros and cons. While driving, they teach us what to do, what not to do. In medicine, surgery, they say what is the proper method, what is the improper method. What happens, if you do right? What happens if you do wrong? So, you need both sciences. You need to know both why and why not. You need to know do and don'ts. If you drive on the wrong side, what will happen, you should know. You should know why you have to drive on the right side. And what will happen if you go on the wrong side? You need to know. In Upanishad, that talks about Dve Vidye Veditavye. You need to know both. Not just you teach only the children what is good. What is good? You have to teach your children what is not good also you have to tell. only exposing them to only good things. If Buddha's Suddhodana father exposed him only to the good things, when Buddha was exposed to, Gautama exposed to, Siddhartha exposed to the wrong things, his mind could not comprehend. He was never exposed. So you need to know both good and bad. Good and bad, that is the proper education. Proper education, complete education, you need to know do and don't. In yoga class also, you should know how to do, how not to do. If you do wrong way, what will happen? You should know both. That is the complete education. Jo bhuta sarge lokesmin daiva asura evacha daivo vistarasha prokta asuram parthame shrunu. Asur equality, I will talk about that one. Shrunu, pay attention. What are the tendencies of not divine beings? How the so when we know the how to be careful. If you are going in the market, busy place, what to look out for wrong people. You should know what are the trend settings so that you are safe. If you are going in the market, watch out for these traits so that you can protect yourself. Protect yourself. Pravrtimcha nivrtimcha.
Pravrtimcha nivrtimcha.
Janana.
Janana.
Vidura.
Vidura.
Asuraha.
Nashaucham.
Nashaucham.
Na.
Na.
Api.
Api.
Acharo.
Na satyam.
Te.
Ashu. Vidyate. Pravrtincha nivrtincha. Janana vidura suraha. Na shaucham na pichacharo.
Na
satyam teshu vidyate. Pravrtim cha nivrtim cha. Cha jana. Pravrti means what to engage in, what not to engage in. They don't know. What to do, what not to do, they have no clue. Just do. Just do what to do, when to engage, when not to engage. What to talk, what not to talk. What to eat, what not to eat. What to do, what not to do, when to sleep, when not to sleep. No clue, like an animal. Just whatever mind says, just do. Like a Nike brand, just do it. Just do it. And whether good or bad, not to think about that one. Nike's logo, just do it. Nike stands for Asura. It is not do, just do, not just do. Do what is right. That should be our logo. It is not just do, it is Asuri. Asuri, pravartim, pravartim, pravartim is engage or nivritti. What to engage in, what not to engage in, we don't know. I have been calling everyone, get on to yoga, but they don't know that. They say, for me, something else is better. What is good long term, we can't make a discrimination. I may be old 50 years, 60 years, still I don't know what to do. Today in a class, one person started at the age of 70, and I asked him to do the simple movement of fingers. He was struggling. Body and mind coordination was not there. I never did that one. I realized we think it's for granted. When we are aging, body and limb coordination also fails. He was struggling. He thought, limbs are in my control. Even folding my limbs also is a challenge. And we leave it to the end, then complain. And blame it on God. He's very unkind. What to engage, what not to engage in. Na, vidura, asura. They do not know. Asuric people, they do not know. na shaucham, no purity. No purity, and purity in their talk, in their action, in their thinking, no purity, and na shaucham, na api achara. Their achara means routine, the rhythm. Achara means their the routine. There is no routine in their life. Routine, there is no discipline in their life. Achara means discipline, no discipline. Whatever, think whatever, what eat whatever, get up whatever. I have no discipline. And one person, he was saying that I am very liberal, I am very friendly, I eat whatever. Whoever gives whatever, I am very friendly, I am very liberal. They say, they define themselves, I am liberal person, I am a very modern person, I eat whatever. Whatever, whoever asks me, it is Sri Krishna says, it's a demonic trait. Achara, you need to have discipline. What you are doing, you should know, acharo na satyam, no truth. In whatever they say, no truth in whatever they say. People say, sir, I'm coming to yoga. Next day, sir, I told that one, I will come. One day I will come. I have not forgotten. No satyam, whatever they speak, they know that they are not telling truth, but no truth in their, you have no truth, those who speak truth, Saraswati dances in their tongue. Whatever they utter, it will come true. When we do not have power in tongue, because we are not ever practicing truth. No, na satyam vidyate, teshu vidyate. No truth in their living, no discipline, no purity. These are the outcome, the traits of people. Sri Krishna urges us to look out for people with these traits, not to go by their apparel, their wealth, their car they drive, not the house they have, not go by their designation. Look out for those qualities, traits. If you observe, try to save yourself. Save yourself from that one. Repeat these two, three shlokas. Devim sampad vimokshaya, nibandaya suri mata, nashucha sampadam devi, abhijato si pandava, yobhuta sargo lokesmin, Daiva asuraye vacha, Daivo vistarasha prokta, Asuram partame shrunu, Pravrtimcha nivrtimcha, Janana vidurasuraha, Nashaucham napichacharo, Na satyam teshu vidyate, Vasudeva sutam devam, Kamsa chanura mardhanam, Devaki paramanandam, Krishnam vande jagadgurum,